You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Wednesday, November 1st, and we're talking Nationals baseball today with our good friend Jamal Collier, Nationals reporter for MLB.com. Jamal, we thank you so much for the time, as always, and since we last spoke, the Nationals have a new skipper replacing the departed Dusty Baker following two seasons. It is going to be Dave Martinez leading the team into 2018 and beyond. He was given, to some people's surprise, many people's I would even say, a three-year contract, something that was not given to Dusty Baker or Davey Johnson or Matt Williams, but Martinez does secure that third year. Want to get your take on the hiring just from a perspective from the Nationals fan base, because we talked about this a week or two ago, whether the Nationals were going to go the route of a guy that had never managed before or a guy that did have managing experience. They obviously go the route of a guy that has never managed a day in the major leagues before in Dave Martinez, but he is so well-regarded and so highly respected. I don't think there's been a lot of dissent or a lot of controversy about the hire. Is that kind of the feeling you're getting from the Nationals fan base about this hire?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that last point you made there is kind of the big key, that even though Dave Martinez doesn't have any managerial experience, he's so kind of highly regarded just throughout baseball and throughout baseball circles for his time under Joe Maddon as a former player. Right now, the hire checks out pretty well across baseball because of a guy, Dave Martinez, who everybody thought was next in line to get his shot, or one of the managers was next in line to get his shot, like a guy like Ford and such. So the Nats are going with him.
And Jamal, what would you say, you know, you brought up his playing career, a lengthy playing career of 16 years, I believe. He's been Joe Maddon's right-hand man for so long, both in Tampa Bay and Chicago, you know, winning a championship in 2016. Beyond that, though, what is it that perhaps separated him from other guys that the Nationals interviewed that did have that invaluable managing experience, but it was, you know, determining factor that they still like Martinez more?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that also I thought was most interesting and jumped out in the press release they sent out, they had a quote from Mike Rizzo, and it kind of said that they felt Dave was the right guy for a couple of reasons, and one of them was communication with players, which is something that also Dusty was kind of thought to be a strength of. But one of the other ones I thought was just his background in analytics. And, of course, learning under Joe Maddon, who's obviously highly regarded, just kind of with his decision-making, I think that they felt that you know, there's maybe opposition to Dusty. You know, Dave is a guy who's been trained and does. It is familiar with the kind of new, you know, analytics or numbers or whatever you want to say it is to as far as getting teams over the top. And I think that they want a guy with that kind of background in his decision making, so he can make, you know, calls or make decisions, you know, based in some of these numbers and some of these kind of front office, some of the analytics that front offices are incorporating more and more. And I think they wanted somebody probably to be a little bit more familiar with all that. So I think that might be a kind of a something that put Dave over the edge over some of the other managers. And again, it's also tough because, you know, he might be familiar with it, has a background in it, but he hasn't really been out there and managing in those kind of situations. So you're just not entirely sure exactly what he's going to do when it's kind of under pressure, under fire. But I think that was kind of a big thing that kind of helped him put over the top, is that they liked the familiarity he had with analytics.
Jamal, was Dave Martinez considered the front runner heading into this whole process, or is this something of a slight upset that he was the choice as opposed to other guys that Mike Rizzo perhaps had in mind?
No, I think pretty early on he kind of emerged as the front runner. I think that you know, going into it, they honestly, you look at it, they didn't interview a whole lot of candidates. Probably about three or four guys here, really, Kevin Long and John Farrell being the other two guys. And so, I mean, really, Dave, because he's been familiar with the organization before, he's a guy who they've interviewed before for this job. I think that kind of helped him. But I think just also when you just look at the assistants and the timing also was tough. They didn't have a chance to really make a run at Alex Cora or some of the other candidates that got hired. But I think that Dave emerged pretty early as a guy that they liked and was a favorite. And they kind of got this done relatively quickly. It's only a 10-day search, you know, when it was all said and done. But, yeah, I think that Dave was the favorite for the job early on. And they went out and, like you said, extended beyond their usual commitment to make sure they got their guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be a very loaded, talented, yet playoff-frustrated Nationals team that Dave Martinez inherits here for the 2018 season. And regarding that, Jamal, when you look at the Nats in 2018, what would you say right now heading into the offseason is the biggest area of need? And then to address that need, how do the Nats go about it? Do they eyeball a trade, pluck a free agent? Do they do something with a guy in the minors that might be ready to step up to the show? How do you think they do that?
Yeah, I think on one hand, the good news for the Nats is that they're not losing a whole lot. Look at their entire team is coming back for next season. A lot of their starters pretty much, and their starting pitchers in the back end of their bullpen. The one thing that I look at is really the catcher spot. They probably got the lowest production out of catch. They definitely got the lowest production out of catchers throughout the major leagues. And how they go about upgrading, or do they decide to go about upgrading that, I think it's going to be the biggest key. Because you have Matt Wieters, he's got a player option for next year that he seems almost certain to exercise. And do they continue to make Matt Wieters the starter? Do they supplement him with playing time with a guy like Pedro Severino or Rowdy Reed, which are two of their catching prospects? Or do they decide to go a different route and say that we're not entirely sure we can count on Matt Wieters for much, despite the fact that they're going to be paying him, $10 or $11 million? Do they decide to go out and explore the free agent pool? It's kind of hit or miss right now as far as catchers, and catchers in general is kind of a tough position offensively to really upgrade and across the majors. There's just so few good catchers. But you might be able to have a guy like JT Realmuto or through a trade from the Marlins or someone like that. So it's going to be interesting to see. Do they decide to explore catching help? And if they do, are they going to try to sign somebody, or will they try to make a trade to really get a surefire catcher, at least a guy who's got more of a track record of hitting? But that would be the big glaring weakness for them, is that their catchers really just did not hit last year, and how they go about addressing that will be pretty intriguing for me.
And, Jamal, on the flip side of things, what is the biggest thing that Nats fans can feel good about heading into 2018 in terms of a strength of this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the fact that pretty much everybody's back. You look at the core of that lineup is returning between Bryce Harper and Ryan Zimmerman and Daniel Murphy, Rendon. Those guys will be back in the middle of the order. You'll have a guy like Trey Turner still at the top. You should add him with Adam Eaton, who's coming back from ACL surgery. Really, the only starter everyday player you're losing is going to be Jason Wirth, but with the emergence of Michael Taylor last year, you feel pretty good about your outfield. You got Victor Robles as well. So I think the depth and strength of this lineup still should be really, really good. They're returning all four of their top starters. They're going to have the guys in the back end of their bullpen with Ryan Matson and Sean Doolittle kind of coming back too. So, there's a lot of things to feel good about with this team. I think the biggest thing that I would look at is that pretty much this lineup, 1-8, is going to be there and should be as good, if not better, next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Jamal, as we begin to wrap things up here, you can pretty much, categorize any of the 30 big league teams one of five ways. You've got your rebuilding teams, the non-contenders, then the wild card contenders, division title contenders, and ultimately a world title contender. This is something that we've touched on in previous weeks when the Nats were undergoing their managerial search, and, you said and I said that it was really World Series or bust for whoever the Nats hired heading into 2018. So with that said, is anything less than a world title in Washington, D.C. this year going to be considered a failure of a season?
Yeah, I mean, probably. Just look at just the expectations that they've kind of built in for themselves. Not only, like you said, with making a change of manager, but the fact that they've been, and they've been successful in the regular season now four times and haven't had any playoff success. I think the biggest key is to not only get there, and I think even if you get past the first round and get to the LCS, I'm not sure if you lose there, it still feels like a much of a win, just because of so many things that also are going to be uncertain after 2018. Looking at Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy and Gio Gonzalez and just some of the free agents guys that might hit the market, that I think that it's going to be a really key year, and I think that it's fair to say that their aspirations are pretty much set on the World Series. Anything else from that, it's going to feel like a bit of a disappointment because they don't exactly know what it comes next, really, after 2018.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bryce Harper being the biggest unknown there with his free agency pending. So Dave Martinez, no pressure. A lot on his plate for 2018, and maybe he is the man to get the Nats over that hump and at least get this very talented team to the World Series one year from now. Jamal Collier, great stuff as always. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Washington Nationals.